Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hello, and thank you for being a listener. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to let you know about a special offer being given to the New Warehouse listener. That's you. Our guest today is offering 10% off just for you when you purchase the Warehouse Solutions Buyer's Guide created by Mobile Robot Guide. Just use promo code WarehousePod10 at MobileRobotGuide.com. That's WarehousePod10. This is your comprehensive guide for all things autonomous mobile robots. That's WarehousePod10. And for more info, go to thenewwarehouse.com. Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, coming to you with a new episode today. On today's episode, I'm actually going to be joined by a fellow content creator in the industry. I'm going to be joined by Mike Oitzman. Mike is the founder and publisher of Mobile Robot Guide, which is mobilerobotguide.com, and also a newsletter that he sends out with some buying guides as well. And as you can guess, it is focused on the mobile robot industry. And as you know, listening to the New Warehouse, we've talked to a lot of companies that are in the mobile robot space within supply chain. Now, Mike focuses on a wider scope, focusing on all mobile robots, but he does focus in on those supply chain robots as well. So we're going to talk a little to Mike today. We're going to talk to him about his background, how he kind of came to start the Mobile Robot Guide, and then we're also going to talk a little bit about what it's all about and the upcoming Warehouse Buyer's Guide as well. So, Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. I'm doing great. Thanks. Calling in from Smoky, California.
Oh, so, yeah. Are you by the fires, I guess, out there?
Well, it's hard not to be by the fires.
Yeah, I guess so.
The smoke is blowing everywhere. So, yeah, we're sort of holed up in the house trying not to go outside where it's not very enjoyable.
Gotcha. Wow. With the everything with COVID and then that on top of it, that's a pain, I bet.
It is, indeed.
Definitely. So why don't you kind of tell us a little bit, tell us about your background and how you kind of, I guess, got interested in the mobile robotic space and then came to start this Mobile Robot Guide.
Sure. And thanks for asking. So I actually have a long career in factory automation. I started my career at Adept Technology about 25 years ago. Adept Technology is one of the first North American U.S. suppliers of industrial robots back in the late 80s and 90s. And I was there till about 2000 and left to go to the enterprise software market in Silicon Valley with companies like Remedy Software, BMC, HP Software. And I've been a product manager. I've been in product marketing. I've been in pre-sales. So all of those aspects of managing technology products, working with engineering to develop products, working with sales to sell those products. So my entire career has been on the sell side of the vendors selling products to people that buy them, right? So I look at that as my my experience in you know, understanding how the whole technology buying cycle works across whatever market you're in. And then in 2014, I was recruited to come back to Adept and help run their mobile robot business as a product line manager. You know, and one of the key factors for my passion for mobile robots really was my experience as a first robotics mentor with a local high school robotics team. So I was already interested in mobile robots. And when this opportunity came up, I jumped at it.
Oh, interesting.
And I was with, and I was with Adept until it was acquired by Omron in 2016. And it was at that point that I left and became a marketing management consultant. And started following the growth of all the various mobile robot companies as they continued to emerge. I was freelancing for the Robotic Business Review as a writer. So that's where I figured out that I enjoyed writing and creating content, as you said earlier. And at that point, 2 years ago, I decided to start the Mobile Robot Guide, as there wasn't, you know, a specific publication covering this market segment.
Interesting. Yeah, that's kind of... the similar background of the new warehouse as well. I was looking for something like this and it didn't really exist. So I created it. So I'm curious, you know, from your experience, because you've been involved with robotics for and automation for quite some time. How has the, I guess, perception from consumers changed from when you kind of first got started to now, when robotics is such a huge thing and so kind of I don't know if I would call it mainstream, but so widespread, and seems like it's being more and more accepted by people?
Well, I think it's been an amazing run. You know, 25 years ago in the mid 90s, we thought that that was the heyday of robotics with industrial robots, right? And to see what's happened here, you know, in the last 10 years, I think has really been incredible. And I, you know, there's been a lot of foundational technology things that have evolved to I think, support this latest generation evolution of robotics, as you just put it. You know, artificial intelligence and machine learning now became a lot of the applications that are mentioned, you know, rely on those technologies for the processing and the perception that modern robotics, you know, can take advantage of.
Definitely, yeah. And I think it's especially in the like warehousing distribution space, seeing the, I guess, ideas of how we can start to automate things through utilizing mobile robots, and now seeing how it's like almost like you got to get mobile robots to kind of step up to that next level is pretty amazing to see throughout my career. So it's really interesting. So I'm curious, you know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, mobilerobotguide.com is a website where you put up this information about mobile robots to help people be more informed and help them make right buying decisions. And you also put out a newsletter as well. So tell us what people can expect when they visit mobilerobotguide.com, and also what they can expect when they sign up for the email newsletter.
Yeah, well, so I think I just told you a little bit earlier that I spent the entire first part of my career on the sell side of technology, right? Selling high cost capital equipment or capital software, you know, to enterprises. So I was very familiar with that whole cycle of launching products to the market and the information, getting that information to sellers. But one of the things I've always enjoyed about the sales process is educating buyers about, you know, an amazing piece of technology. That's really where the core of my experience comes from. And in that process, leaving you know, the confines of a vendor and actually being roaming free in the free market, it's been an amazing place to be, because I have the opportunity now to talk to any vendor in the marketplace, right, as a journalist, And I learned one little secret as a journalist is that as opposed to a consultant, right, trying to call a CEO up of a small company and say, "Hey, I'm a consultant. What can I help you do?"
Yeah.
Right? No one wanted to take your call. But if I call as a journalist and say, "I'd like to do a story about your company,"
right,
suddenly they want to talk about, you know, their amazing company and technology, and that's so many doors for me the last 2 years, and I've learned so much talking to, you know, all of these product leaders about the innovation that they're creating, about the markets that they're developing, and how this whole thing is evolving. I think that's the fascinating story about what's happening right now in robotics.
Yeah.
So
I was just going to say, I totally agree with you, you know, from doing the podcast as well. It's interesting how you get to learn so much more because people, you know, when you kind of, I guess, shed that skin of, you know, I'm trying to do business with you instead of, you know, I'm trying to learn more about what you're doing. People just open up and they want to talk about it. So it's pretty interesting. So sorry, I cut you off there. Keep going.
Yeah. So you've experienced that as well. And I think, you know, the opportunity to amplify their messages, you know, I saw that issue as a product marketeer, which is, you know, how do you get your story, your message out? So, you know, our mission at the Mobile Robot Guide is to educate buyers, automation buyers, about the technology, because it's, you know, you described it before. If you've been in warehousing for a long time, you're familiar certainly with electric fork trucks, you're familiar with tuggers, you're familiar with AGVs even. Mobile robots are this mysterious new, maybe even intimidating technology. And so part of it is to educate people about the technology, educate them about all the applications for this technology, and then ultimately educate them about the vendors and who's got what available for sale. And I think that's really the mission that we're trying to solve with the Mobile Robot Guide, is helping buyers understand what's available, who's the best available solution for their specific needs, because there's a variety of different options. And as you said before, we are across the board looking at everything that fits this model of being an autonomous mobile robot.
Mm-hmm.
That can navigate freely and safely while remaining, you know, aware of its current location. So that sort of takes it out of the bounds of the classic AGVs, which had to run in a defined path or along a magnetic strip, for example. And our current database now, we have almost 800 vehicles of every stripe that we're tracking. We've got over 350 companies that we're tracking across 20-some different market segments, from the warehouse. You're familiar with, you know, intralogistics applications for goods-to-person type applications, to material movement applications, to things like security robots that patrol, to inventory robots that run around in the store. If you've been to Walmart and you've seen these robots running around checking inventory, Walmart has deployed a large fleet of inventory checking robots in the front of the house, right? And they're also deploying floor cleaning robots, autonomous floor cleaners. So it's just incredible, you know, the same basic principles of the technologies being applied to all these different applications. That's what I find fascinating.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, and I think that it's interesting to see, too, as I've been talking to different companies, how they're taking technology and they're applying it to different circumstances as well, because of COVID, too. Like you mentioned, the disinfecting floor cleaners as well. But I love that, you know, you're putting everything in one place for people, because I'm just thinking in my head about, you know, being at MODEX or ProMat in person when we still did, you know, in-person things. You know, there's just so much going on with robotics and automation just within the supply chain space that it's kind of overwhelming. You know, if I was going as someone that was looking to get into robotics or some type of automation for my operation, instead of going as, you know, doing some coverage of the thing, I think I would kind of be like, where do I even start here? You know, so it's good that there's a resource like yours where people can go and kind of see everything in one spot and kind of guide them in a sense, like a mobile robot guide, to kind of narrow down, I guess, what they're sort of looking for and what applications might fit best for their operation. So I'm curious, you know, for the mobile robot guide, you know, is it targeted at all levels of kind of decision maker, like where they are in the process, whether it's somebody that's looking to just get into robotics for the first time, and is it also suitable for somebody that's looking to get into, that's already into robotics and automation, and they're just looking to upgrade or add to their fleet?
That's a good question, and it's not an easy one to answer because, you know, different buyers have different needs, and that's what, you know, I've come to learn over the years of selling technology, automation technology, up the chain. And, you know, it's interesting, when I was at Adept, we toyed around with this idea of robots as a service, and I had come from HP, where I was a product manager for one of their largest SaaS product business, a $50 million software business. Oh, wow. Delivering software as a service, right? And I came back to automation, and I said, you know what? SaaS changed the whole way that enterprise software was sold and deployed, and I wonder if there's an opportunity for robots as a service to do the same thing to the long, difficult to understand capital selling process that is automation, right? And sure enough, while we couldn't make it happen at Adept for a variety of reasons, I became a huge advocate when I escaped Adept and started, you know, writing about this in the marketplace. And now I'm a huge advocate for robots as a service as an emerging way for this technology to find adoption. And the reason I'm bringing that up in response to your question was that, you know, buyers of automation, whether they're sitting at the executive level or at the director level, a concept like robots as a service has sort of changed the way that people consider the opportunities to deploy technology like this, right? Because changes the decision path from a capital decision, which takes you all the way up the decision tree, right, to an operating expense, which means a director or a manager may even be able to acquire this technology with their operating budget and not require, you know, all of the capital approval process that is typical for most organizations. So we try to direct our content in that way. You know, I think that's one of the things that's changing right now and evolving is for example, concepts like robots as a service that are making the adoption curve much faster and removing hurdles from the buying process as one example. And I think it's another good example where companies are being successful in the warehouse space. You've got companies like NVIDIA Robotics, who are one of the early adopters of robots as a service and are 100% committed to robots as a service, being able to, you know, sell their solution, you know, pretty much on a per pick price type of KPI, right? And that makes that you can have a determined cost for what what that system is going to add to your fulfillment cost to get something out the back door.
We'll be back after a quick break.
The future of work is constantly shifting. How can HR leaders stay on top of the latest trends to better lead their global workforce to success? Serva Soundbites podcast explores current trends and the hottest topics around global employee relocation and the future of work. We connect with industry experts, HR leaders, and innovative thinkers to share their insights and stories. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your business podcasts.
Definitely, yeah. I think and I totally agree with you, robots as a service is such a better option, and I think business model for companies, and especially as I've talked to Locus Robotics multiple times on the podcast.
Yeah, and they're another one.
It's the big. Yeah, and I love how they have the surge bots too as well. So when you hit those peaks and things, that you can just bring more in, and then as you die down, you can take them out. It makes it a lot less daunting, I guess, to kind of take on and try out. So it's pretty interesting. Yeah.
And I think that's the opportunity for the mobile robot guy to put those concepts out, to talk about those concepts, to socialize those concepts, that they're becoming mainstream. And so it makes it acceptable for vendors that are offering the solutions in that way, to find a foot in the door with customers, buyers who are beginning to comprehend how that can benefit their business and their buying process as well.
Absolutely, definitely. So talk to us a little bit too. So you do the mobilerobotguy.com, right, which is full of information, and then you have the newsletter, but you also do these individual buyer's guide by, I guess you'd call them different categories of mobile robot guide. And you recently did, you mentioned that Walmart has been deploying these disinfecting floor cleaner ones. So you did one buyer's guide for those types of machines, right, for COVID as well, right? So tell us a little bit about that.
So as I've been thinking, how can I monetize, this project? Up to this point, it's been a passion project, an opportunity for me to open doors and connect with people, right, for the last 2 years, and obviously want to start making money from this, right? Yeah. But how do we monetize? I've always had the idea of the buyer's guide as something that had value and people would pay for. And it wasn't until the whole pandemic that this came to fruition, because suddenly at the early part of the year, I saw a flood of these disinfection solutions hit the market. And I said, "Boy, this is crazy. How are people going to understand what is a good choice to make?" So I started out, gathered all those solutions up, wrote about 30 pages about what's disinfection, what does it mean, what's the technology, what should you look for in all these solutions, and then we had a product page on each of the solutions, and that became the first buyer's guide, which we released in April. And then in the back of my mind, I was thinking, we get this done, we put the effort into building the format and the research process, let's turn around and do this for the next, really the biggest segment for mobile robots right now is intra logistics and warehousing. So that became the next target, and that's what we're working on right now.
Right.
Is to deliver the warehouse buyer's guide, which is going to ship here in September. And then because there's 100 plus solutions right now available in the warehouse space, and there's approximately 170 additional solutions in the intralogistics space, I realized it was too much of a task to throw this all into one document. So in October, we're going to pull together all of the intralogistics specific solutions in a guide that'll come out in October. So sort of split everything that's in the supply chain, as you described earlier, supply chain logistics, into sort of two different buyer's guides to help be able to address the specifics of those different use cases. And so as we break that down, again, I'm not trying to educate people about how warehouse processes work, but more to take their understanding of things like goods to person type applications, automatic storage and retrieval systems, and the like, and be able to map what you would already know about the process flows that you're familiar with running in your warehouse, and map that to the technologies that these vendors are offering you, so that you can have a simple roadmap to say, okay, this is what I need to automate is a goods to person process. I want to automate that. Here's the set of vendors that have a solution that would solve that problem, and here's normalized description of all of their specs, so you can look at them all side by side. No, you can't find that anywhere else necessarily today in one place. And then on top of that, we've got our recommended solutions. So we did this in the springtime with the disinfection solutions. So a handful of them were given a recommended solution a badge, and then we also handed out some technology innovations, because there were some really innovative things that happened there, and I see that also happening in this market segment as well.
Definitely. And I think the warehouse, the buyer's guide is going to be really, really good. And I'm looking forward to being able to see it once you reveal it. So we'll definitely put the word out there about it on thenewwarehouse.com and then obviously on the mobilerobotguide.com. And the disinfectant one is already available. It's been available since April, you said, right? So
that's correct. Yep.
We'll definitely put the link up for that too at thenewwarehouse.com. So I'm curious too, you know, as you're growing Mobile Robot Guide now, and you're working on these different buyer's guides, what do you think the future of Mobile Robot Guide looks like?
Well, I want to see it continuing to evolve, you know, as the definitive source of, you know, market data for the market. And the more we engage with vendors and get them on board to what we're actually doing to help address their you know, their sales channel, because ultimately they're looking for leads. That's let's be fair here. But I think that again, where and the other thing that I've noticed is that all of these individual vendors in the last year have released a lot of content trying to educate buyers about the technology. It's the same thing that we were already on that path doing. So we're just trying to do that in a non-vendor specific way. So really it becomes a neutral place. I've sort of likened it to the consumer reports of mobile robots, right? So if you're familiar with consumer reports and buying your refrigerator or your car, we want to do the same thing for mobile robots. And then I see that this vision could grow, you know, beyond mobile robots into some other automation areas. You know, we haven't touched drones. We haven't touched collaborative robotics, what have you. Those are other potential areas we could grow to in the future. But I think right now there's just so much information that needs to be sorted through in this market space, and it's hot. Things are happening. There's lots of innovation happening every month. And again, back to the newsletter. The newsletter really is your way to get all that news delivered to your inbox. We do it once a week, typically on Thursday or Friday, ship out all the news from the last week. And our newsletter's grown at about, you know, 7 to 10% a week. So a lot of people are finding that a valuable resource to review every week in terms of what's happening.
Definitely great stuff. And we'll definitely post all the information about that at thenewwarehouse.com. And then obviously you can go to mobilerobotguide.com as well to find out more information and to sign up for the newsletter too. So Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and talking to us. I'm definitely excited about what Mobile Robot Guide has been doing and what you will be doing in the future as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the time.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.